לא בסתפק, חול אוף ישראל, חול אוף סתם, אם יש כזה דבר, חול אוף עקום, is a very sore topic. But, you know, תאירו וללמוד אינו צורך, a person has to know, we have to learn the Indian, to find out. I know there's different rumors from different dialing. I'm saying what I heard, you know, I'm sure it's different. Everyone hears what they want to hear. Chazal asurd cholavak. It's a mishnah of Idizore, daf lamedhei amud beis. Eilu dvorim shel goy she'asurim ve'ein isurim isuranoi. Cholav she'chol v'goy ve'ein Yisrael ro'ei. A cholav that a goy Shechol v'goy, we'll see what it means exactly, Shechol v'goy. Ve'ein Yisrael ro'ayu. And the Gemara says, my time, we'll see in a second the Gemara, Shemo irev boi cholov tome. Maybe the goy mixed in, and the cholov and the milk from camels, from donkeys, from horses, maybe from dogs. So there's a chashash that he was me'arev. Then the Raisa says later, Tanina, Eilu Mutorim Ba'achile, Cholov Shechol V'Goy, V'Yisrael Ro'eyu. The Gemara says, Tanina L'Odetonu Rabbono, Yoshev Yisrael B'Tzad Idro Yisharev Itkechovim, the Yid sits near the Eder of the cows, the sheep of the Goy, V'Yisrael Itkechovim Cholov V'Meviloy. And the guy goes and he milks the cows and he gives it to him. Ve'ein echoishesh. Fragging more echedom. Either like a dovo tome be'edroi. If there's no tray for animals. Pshite. Ve'ide hike dovo tome be'edroi. Am I? Why he could sit outside? Maybe he gave him from the dovo tome. לאוילום דאיקה דובר תומה וכי כחוזי לי נגמור says when he stands he sees them כי כוי חוזי לי כי יוסיב לא יחוזי לי. I will explain. נגמור says he's sitting outside the deer and the goy goes into the deer. If there's no תומה דיקה animals in the deer, פשיטה that you can take the milk. אם איקה Cholov double tomef is treifedike animals in the deer, so why are you allowed to? Mo says it's talking in the case that when he stands, he could see what the guy does. When he sits, he can't. Now he's sitting. Mao the same it came in the Yosef Lechozile, Venechush, Dilme Maisi Ume Arev, Komashmalon. Why? Came in the Kechozi, Kikoi Chozi, when he stands, he sees. Mirdat veloy me'arev. So you start to see this gemara, that's mashma, that everything goes around. If the goy, if we're nervous that the goy mixed, or we're not nervous that the goy mixed. We also see from the gemara that the yid doesn't have to see directly. He sits outside, and it's enough. He stands in a place that if he will stand, he will see, and the goy will get nervous, it's also enough. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch really brings down. We'll see later how we uptouch this Gemara to the Halacha Lemaisa. There's another Gemara. Cholav Akum Osu. Why the Gemara? Why? Why Lemaisa Cholav Akum is Osu? What were Choishesh? That he bought milk from different kind of animals. Im Mishum Achlufi Toi Chiva. Kosher milk is white. Tome yorik is green. This Rosh explains that green is more like an egg, like a yorik of an egg. Okay, it doesn't make a difference now that we are so bucky in that. But the Gemara says you could see the difference. The imishum iruv, maybe he mixed. Neiku, let it to stand. The Omar Mar. Cholov tor oimet, from kosher milk you could make cheese. From treifadika milk, you cannot make cheese. Again, today, chemicals, we're not discussing it today, but the milk himself, to turn to become cheese, kosher milk turns to become cheese. Treifadika milk do not come to become cheese. If he wants to make cheese, it's not a problem. But we're talking a guy who wants to drink milk. So, when you learn the Gemara's mashma, that the reason of the gzeira of Cholom Akum was with the chshash that the goy would mix inside treifadik milk. That is the reason of the gzeira. And the Yerushalmi is another reason, Michshash Gilui. The goy leaves it open, and we know that something that is Megule, you're not allowed to drink. Zog the Shach, if the whole Gzeira that he mixes it in, Lechure, it's not a Chshash Doiraisa, it's only a Chshash Terachon. Why? We said you could see the difference in between kosher milk and treif milk. This is white, this is green. Let me show you what green means. Yeah. Now, if he mixes it in, the Shach understands. If it's over 51% of the treif, it will look green. So obviously, the chshash is that how much you could mix in? 49%. So the Shach, it's bottle beroiv. It's min b'minoy. It's a big argument. Who said it's min b'minoy? A camel and a cow is not min b'minoy. But the Shach calls it min b'minoy. Midei Raisa is bottle. You write me the Rabbanon, it's not bottle. So the Shach said, we don't know that the goy did it. It's a chshash, the worst scenario that the goy did it. So it's only a yisul the Rabbanon. As is of the Shach. Another reason is of the Shach. Most of the milk that are matzui today, chutzum in the camps, is cholav Yisrael. Most of the milk that is matzui today is a cholav of a cow, of a sheep. Go to Manhattan, try to buy donkey milk, no one sells it, yeah? In most countries, I don't know, the outside countries, yeah? But most countries, most, b'meile zog neshach, hoichim achar ha'oiv. So midei reise is no chshash. Midei reise is no chshash. So this is be'etzem the ikara aloche, the way the Shach is maimed it, that the takona de rabbonon was with chshash shemo irev bo cholov tome. We have to know, as another shita, Chutzim the Yerushalmi that says Mitzad Gilui, the Maharam Abuav, he says that Chazal Asud Cholov Nochri for the same reason the Asud Bishul Nochri. They don't want us to be involved too much with the Nochri. So what helps that you look at it? Because Lemaise, we need to drink milk. Milk is one of the things we'll see later that you can't, human being cannot survive without milk. Kids need milk. So they couldn't say you can't drink milk if they're going. What cloud? So they put it in the Gdorim that if you see it's okay. But Be'emes, they answered it because they did not want you to use Chol of Aku. And we'll see later the Nafkin minutes.
It has nothing to do with Shemit Erebeidar Tamei?
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe they made some gedorim like that, but it's not because Shema Irba. As is of the Maria Bo. In the Divrei Chaim, he says that he was mekabel from the Shver. Shver was the Baruch Tam. Ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. I know you will ask me the gzeir was later. Yesh li yashem. Ish mi pi ish. When I'm saying the losh. Ish mi pi ish ad Moshe Rabbeinu. Three things. One of them is cholov shecholov akum ve'ein Yisrael ra'eyu. Ein atam shema'ir boy cholov tome ki ze tam rak lefi ha'oilo rak yesh tam komus badovo. So that's the reason. So this is be'etzem what we have in the Gemara. Now we'll start a little bit the Indian and then we'll see. We'll start. I want mamish first the yesoidus Pashut, most people did not know the Yesoidas. They just know that they say that Ramosha said that it's okay. This is about the most of the knowledge of most people. Yeah? There's a big machloikis. What is the gedder of the gzeir? I will explain. Chazal, there's a lot of gzeiris of Chazal. Right? Lamosha. There's a lot of ilchoy Shabbos that are also with the Rabbonim. Yeah, I'm sure modern people will come and say, in our days, Shabbos to drive a car is, if I can't drive a car and look and, I don't have a Shabbos. It doesn't work like that. Chazal tell us what is Menucha, what is Shabbos, and it doesn't switch by people. Nechleku Rabbeinu, and this is the court of the whole Shiloh, Bizner of Moshe, and everything, but I'm starting from the Yesoidas. The Gzeirev Chol of Akum, was Dovo Shebeminyan or was not Dovo Shebeminyan? Dovo Shebeminyan, the klal is, Kol Dovo Shenesar Beminyan, Tzorich Minyan Acher Leatiroi. Something that was Nesar Beminyan, even if all the reasons don't exist, Tzorich Minyan Acher Leatiroi Shegodel Bechokma, you can't switch. Dovo Sheloi Nesar Beminyan, you could switch. Now, we're not going to switch or not switch. The shaila is when the details change. So everyone switches without talking. That is the shaila. That's the shaila. If it's called double shebe minyan or not. If it's called double shebe minyan. So I want to explain. When we spoke before, we spoke about a person goes to the deer, he has 10. It's like a farm, Lamazogan has 20 cows, and he wants to take milk of the goy. So we say, maybe the goy has cholav akum, chazal wa goyza. What would be if in the whole country is no behemoth tmeyas? Lamazogan is such a case. If it's double shebeminyan, or it's triple or 6 times, or 100 times more expensive to get milk from a dog. If you want to get now a bottle of milk of camel, some people need it for some health issues, you know how much it costs? 20 times more. 30 times more. No stupid person will switch and take a little bit of camel milk and put inside the milk. Allah is only in a country that has no camels. If we learn that it's Dovo Shebeminyan, and most of the Rishonim and the Achronim learn that it's Dovo Shebeminyan. So the Rashba says, Gzeira Scholov Hoyo Beminyan, Ve'aval Pishabotel Atam Lebotel Agzeira. Chasim Sefer brings down Shechein Das Rova Poiskim. He brings down Rashi in Avodah Zarah. He says that you write the Sidom Akilim. Aval, he says, Kiblu Aviseinu Aleim Ke Machmirim Ve'osu Lebnei Ashkenaz Medine Ve'kupar Ez Geder In Shechenu Nochosh. And as they pass in the Ramot, the Goyen, the Chidoch, Asm Sefer, Oruch HaShulcha. That is Dovo Shebeminyan. Keneged the Rashbo and Ramot, Goyen, Oruch HaShulcha, is the Pri Chodosh. He says it's not Dovo Shebeminyan. And he brings down B'Shem Ridbaz. And he says, HaKlal HaOile She'ir She'loi Nimtso Shem Cholov Tomer Oy Shehu Yoser Yoko Micholov Toir Mutor Liknois Min HaAkum Cholov She'cholvoi Beloi Re'ias Yisroel Klal וכן מצוסי מן הפושות באמסטרדם וכן נוהגתי גם כן זו לא סקצה סקרחיד עם הזעירים אבל בעיר שיש שום חול אוף תומר אבל פי שאין לו איסו הגוי צורך לאח Now, so everyone has Amsterdam it's in Holland I think there's no חול אוף תומר there no dogs No dogs in the whole Amsterdam. No pigs. Everyone had. As I frank the Beis Meir. So some say, kasher. Some say he meant that no one, there's not even one person that uses that milk in that country. So it's mitzvah l'shchicha. He didn't mean that it has to be a country free chalav tamei completely. Now, so the Chochmas Odom says, I will do a little bit pshara. I disagree that it's davar shebeminyan, but I disagree with the Prichodosh. The gather of the gzeire was to be choishish to a far side, even very slightly. If it's a country that doesn't have chalav tamei, yes. But if it's only a city, not. Because you could bring from a different city. So we have three shittas. The Rashba v'siyato, it doesn't make a difference if it's a city they don't have. There's no heter. The Prichodosh, if it's a city that they don't have chalav tamei, it's unaccepted, you're allowed to. Chachmas Adam says, no. Was people like the city Amsterdam? Amsterdam was a very choshev city. Shemeshia, when the big, all the tshuvas came from Amsterdam, they were making, and they wanted to say that today the matzav is similar to Amsterdam. So I want to just read. Why? They claim, we're not going to the Ramoshia. Because today, you know, we have the world, you know, the government, the companies, everything is very cloud, and it's, people want good milk. No one starts to put camels in the Zachar, it's not Negev. They bring down, in the Chalkes Yankev, he brings down from Ramoshia Soloveitchik, that from a year that was living with him in Switzerland and the mountains, and he saw when he went up, you know, the Alps or the Eilam Go, La Rosa and all these places, he saw one of the helpers of the people there, she's carrying two big bottles of milk from the mountain. She was going down. It was a very hot day. He asked her, she's not scared if we'll get spoiled. So she said she puts a little bit of milk from a donkey inside and it keeps it. Even though it's illegal, but lemaisa they do it. The Be'er Moshe brings down that they once went to a farm that a lot they had a yeshiva camp near that farm. And every time they went to take milk, one time was more guests came, so they asked for more milk. So he said, I'm sorry, today already the cows will not give more milk. But if you want, I have milk from yesterday. Speaking of the days, there was no fridges. So he thought, what do you mean, milk from yesterday? It didn't get sour. He says, you have to understand, I put a little bit milk from the horse inside and doesn't get spoiled overnight. So what Chazal tell us, it happens with Metzias. The Sefer brings down from Sefer Darke Yosef, who was the head of the Kedasya in London. When he was a kid, so his father was a Dunner. He was in charge, you know, again, they went to camp, to Dacha, where it was. And every day they would go, you know, they would check when they're going with milk. They would see it, there's a lot of halachas, we're not going out to the halachas, what the Mashgiach exactly has to do. And the Maisa, they came a bit late. So already was no chetimsa to take milk, so they took two bottles for the kids. We'll see later, what is the teirim of kids of Cholavaku. They came into the father said, you have to give it back. Why? Not because it's not mutter for kids, but if the girl would start to sing that we're really not makbid in it, so the whole thing will be, you know, we want the girl to know that we're makbid. So they went back to the place, the little two little kids, instead of going back to the goy and getting involved with him, they just poured it back in. What other goyim see? I just poured it into the big pitcher. He started to scream at him, you spoiled my milk, don't come anymore. Okay, so the father went to apologize, he started to scream at him. He doesn't let him anymore to come. So the father was a rav, he took the English farmer, yeah, and he told him, you know, I could sit with you, you know, they sat down, I made a cup of tea there, and he said, I will explain to you our religion, you will understand why the kids did it, they didn't just take spoiled milk. You think that they took dirty milk that was wrong in the house and they put it back into your milk. Yeah, that's the reason you got so upset. It was fresh, was closed. Just, you know, in the old days, our rabbis didn't let us to take milk because they were scared that people mix it and we have to keep the same rules. So the mele, but the kids, it was not bad milk, it was not sour, because the guy thought that they bought sour milk and they poured it in. So the guy told him, come into the house. He closed the door and he told him, you rabbis, they know exactly what you're talking about. He says, you have to understand, they come to check me every time from the government to see if they, you know, the percentage of the fat in the milk, if I add water or not. I add a lot of water. So how I cheat? I take some milk from Davaracha, from Chazer, from Pei. There, the fat is very high. So when they test it, it comes out the same. So I just put a couple gallons inside the whole thing and I can add a lot of water. Yeah, I was speaking in England, that was Choshev country, at least before they left the whole thing, yeah? So they were considered a Choshev country. So what I'm trying to explain is, someone say, oh, today is not Shabbat. When the Prichodesh spoke, he spoke about a country, She'ein Boichol Avakum. And that guy took him to behind the farm, and he showed him he had like a little deer with two lavarachas. You couldn't see it from the front, it was a big cows, everything. When you went in the back, he had two little chazeimach. And from there you will do it. It's brought down a sefer Uvdes Vanogis, Alav Yosef Siduno, was printed in London, I think, 60, 70 years ago. B'meile. This is one reason that we're speaking about the people that wanted to use the heter of the Pri Chodesh. We're not going to the Reb Moshe here. To claim that in our days it's considered Ein Chol of Akum Matzu. Second of all, we said that he said if it's in the city, you can use it. The claim today is a zach that they call FedEx, Amazon, all these things. You could order what you want from every place in the world. The farmer could just click cow, camel milk mixed with rabbit's milk, and it will come to his door. And if you pay extra, it comes in that day. So b'meile, there's no musik to say in this city it doesn't exist. Again, explain. Chazal said, when is a deer with cows, is a gzeira de rabbana. If you're not showing milk, yeah? Yeshiv, bachutz, what it is. Even if you know that the goy only has cows, you're not allowed to, it doesn't exist. Chodesh wants to say, varetz shemo iret, if the city is clean, then Chazal will not go. But if not. Chochmas Adam says it has to be the country clean. They claim in our days things change. It's like the city when no one is using it, it's the same matzah. So first this reason I gave you a couple stories, but today it's not true. These stories never happen. Even one day they have all these things that check. But chutz from that, some want to say that in our days, vile, you could order online anything. Again, some want to say that we're not choishish that a guy will go and tereach and bring. They say that Rav was not tired like that. Again, some people tired not like that, that it's not doing it. But Mikol Mokoyim, later when we want to use the Pri Chodesh for a tziruf, we have to know if the Pri Chodesh exists in our days. Again, we don't pass in the Pri Chodesh. We pass in the Ramo, we pass in the Chochmas Odom, we don't pass in it. But we'll get the tzarifa, we'll get the milk powder, we'll get all different echatimtzes that we want to mitzarif kulis. So they say, yeah, lemaisis given makilim. Prichodosh was megal. He said it was a minig in Amsterdam. Not so special that we could say that in our case, we have the case of the prichodosh. Now, before we start to come to the shailas, so what we do lemaisa? We have to know that Chazal tell us that Chol of Tomei is metamta misalev. The Gemara says shisha dvorim mishakchim misatalmud, and one of them is Chol of Tomei.
Even if it's bottle,
where? If it's mixed together, what Chazal answered? They bring down to the Balatanya that someone came once to the Balatanya with a son-in-law. There was a big Talmid Chochem and he started to have Shailas and Emune. And Balatanya said, he asked him, you drink Cholavakum? He said, yeah. He said, that is the reason you get Shailas and Emune. They bring down that it was a year that went to Switzerland, to Basel, to become a chazan. There was no chol of Israel. He asked if he's allowed to drink chol of Akum. And Avosna told him, you want to see nachas in your kids? Don't drink chol of Akum. So, now we have to know. So, we know clearly, I think, that it's an issue to drink chol of Akum. I think no one argues on that issue to drink cholavakum. And even, again, when he doesn't have cholav toma in front of us, he only has cows, you're not allowed to drink cholavakum. He said, the Fidesh Rishonim, that it's double shebe minyan, even if there's no cholav toma in the whole city, you're not allowed to drink cholavakum. Rechovash says, the whole city is clean, you're allowed to, but we don't paskin him. And even if we paskin him, it's not so clear if in our days you could say there is no Chol of Tomei in the city. So, the Welt comes and says, Abba Siddur Reb Moshe. What is the Reb Moshe? What is the Reb Moshe? It's three tshuvas in Igris Moshe. Chelik Aleph Yoredeye, Simen Mem Zayin, Mem Ches, Mem Tes. Reb Moshe comes with a heter. What is the heter of Reb Moshe? That the companies are scared from the government. Companies are scared from the government, but we said Dovah Sheva Minyan, you know, we're not going with a Brichodosh. Like how it starts even. So Reb Moshe Tain is like this. I'm not going out to his rise, but first to his lumpness. Why when you stand outside it's good? You saw the milking? No. So what is the heter? You stand near it, so you know the guy is not doing it, it's okay. But Manavshach, if we say that it's also, it's also. If you say like the Prichodosh, every time I know it's okay, it's okay. So Chazal said, you're not allowed to drink, but if you know that the goy did not mix, how you know? You're standing outside. Or Nichlas Leyoitze. Or every case that is called, Chazal will matter. Zog the Moshe, who said I have to know with my eyes? Maybe I could know with my brain. It's also called that we know. Now, you say, but. So he said, if Chazal would say Chol of Akum is also period, Savad has nothing what to do. But they said themselves, and here Reb Moshe goes, is a musik that is called cheese. Today we're not discussing cheese, but Gvinas Akum, Be'etzem, is Exeyed Rabbon, not to eat it. But Be'etzem Gvinas Amuta. Why? Because the Gemara says that Tomedike milk doesn't become cheese. This is the Metzius. Again, 2017, maybe it's different. But Lemaise, the Gemara says that Chol of Tome cannot become cheese. So Be'etzem, the Gemara says, if you have cheese, you're allowed to eat it. It's a new Gzeira de Rabbanon, not to eat Gvinas Akum. maybe like you're not allowed to drink wine, you know, cheese in the old days was like a choshev ezach. Today people go to machniyut, they buy like special cheeses. So that's a nice ezach, it came in again. Yeah, the cheese like is a choshev ezach. Some say because they go and put it inside of a skin of an animal to make it. But the etzem, mitzad chol of akum. Mitzad chol of akum, the cheese is allowed to. The Gemara says that no, because sometimes near the cheese is like a little bit liquid around it, and that nesuvi de chalva, and that liquid is chashash chol of akum. Well, I don't understand. Chazal asut chol of akum. State that if lo yitzuyer, I could know that it's kosher and mil. Now, okay, here is a very defined lomdus. The brichodesh is no milk in the city. It's not called that I know. It's called I know in default. If there's no cow, there's no camels in the country. There's no more animals, trade for animals. I don't know that it's milk. It's milk. That's not good. But when I know that he's scared, it's like a idea that it's milk. When I see the cheese, I know that it's milk. I have to see. I could see with my eyes, I could see with my brain. But if Chazal said that I could stand outside, I could make, I'm scared that he will do it. So it's called that I know. So we see that the knowing doesn't have to be with eyes. This is what really brings us, I don't know if we'll get there today. You know, again, we're in 2016-17, we have cameras. So today, all the places, even the ones, any place, chutz from al mashgichim, you put cameras all over. Because ba'etzim, the cameras do a much better job than mashgichim. Yeah? The mashgich here and there, the camera they make all over. There's no way you can't fool the camera. But it's not our eyes, it's cameras. Yeah? If you make a shagisha with cameras, she's not mekudeshes. Yeah? Why? Because you have to see. But the Torah says, it's not din eidim lekiyum. Why? Chazal loy plug. So here all of us will agree with Ramosh. Again, I'm not saying that cameras are good. There's a lot of truths about the cameras. But be a say the cameras were good. The time is, you could switch the camera, you could play with the numbers, it's the, you know, technology, you could do what you want, really. Okay, this is really Zaydik Eshayles. But I'm just bringing the cameras to come into what Ramosh took, and Mamash switched. And he was mechadish that is a musig of re'iye shaloi ba'inayim. Now he brings rayas, and a lot of these rayas is a lot more to argue about. We didn't go in today in the shir because I really want to first say the yesoidus. What is chol of akum? The akum owns the cow, or the akum is the one that is milking? You have a lot of forms of Jewish people, but all of the workers are Akum. All the workers are Akum. So it helps or it doesn't help? The aloch is a problem. We'll get it. We're not going to discuss it there. And there is a aloch if it's called the Shifcha. And there, Taker is alochas, if you have a cheshbonis, Ramesh is medame, and a lot of people argue that maybe some of the cases that Ramesh brings rayas, the owners were yidden. So there really, the ikar gzeira is not, there is only the chshash that the guy will switch. So when you know that the guy is not switching, you're allowed to. But when it's the ikar gzeira, who said that Ramesh is right? But this is what Ramesh said. That was the yesoid of the tshuva of Ramesh. Now we have to know, and the tshuva of Ramesh himself, it's a big argument. A lot of boys can disagree. If you hold, like the Chasam Sofer, if you hold that it's double shebeminyan, you can't switch it, and even if the city doesn't have, to say that I know the Metzias that it's called that I know, who said that it helps? That is Be'etzem, the Yisrael of the Tshuva of Ramesh. Now I want to read some parts of the three tshuvas, and then a letter that is not printed in the tshuvas. First Shuvah and Simon Mem Zayin. שידיע ברור כראי, ולא כן בכל אוף שעשו, רק בכל אוף עכו מן ישראל רואה, יש להתר גם בישראל יוידים ידיע ברור הדעה וכראי. They had a lot of arguments. The OU, one of the questions was that they came to Rabelski to ask him, they have today machines that you could, you know, labs that you could find out. If we could take milk, check it with a lab, what was Stefan Lomoshe? We know for sure now. Again, I'm explaining, it's not like knowing like the case of the Prichodash, because in default is no trade for the animals. The lab tells me clearly that this is Chol of Yisrael.
What? Why is that different than cheese?
This was the Shaila. This was the Shaila. Yesh lehatri yadir boshim yarvu yenshu, and they will have to close their business. B'meile, he says, Rasha lehekel k'mo yishu mekilim aroi b'nei odom shem reteire v'gam rabonim chas v'shom olema shem eis, aval mikol mokrim lebal nefesh min aroi lehachmir ve'ein bezim mishum yore v'chein ani noyeg lehachmir le'atzmi. R'mo yishu writes that he himself is makpid not to drink cholam from the companies. Then the shoyl tells him, he checked in the government, he went over federal rules. It's very small, the fine is mamish is gone, it's peanuts. So the mele, the whole chash that is so scared, and also he checked, they saw people you could pay under the table. He checked, and this is what the guy is, tells Ramosha. So Ramosha tells him, if there's a lot of workers, big companies, he says, ומה שרוצה לא אמר שאולי יצריכו דווקא כנגד עדים לקיומה. וזה דבר של נידן לימור, דואף למות חדמאסיק דאבי דברתו מצור לכל הפורס ישראל בחוץ, הרי הקולפונים אינו יוכל לראות ישראל. This is Ramosh Steiner. הרי is no din to see the milk. אבל אמור שאין לא חושב לא יצור לכלום. And then the shoyl tells him, but okay, the companies are scared, but the farmer is not scared. So who said that the melech will become usur by the farmer? And Ramosha has a big cheshbon with the cheese, again, that we see that even if the first guy, the second guy, and lemaisa again, Ramosha is matir. Rabbi first brings down in the sefer, Kitzur Yichus Kashres, a tshuva from Ramosha, it's not printed down in the Midrash Ramosha, בדבר החול of the companies in our countries, ועדה יש שתיים להתיר למה שאינו בכלל איסור שאום הוא חזר, כי מחזין את שארבע מקילים מפני הדויחק, בארבע מקוימס. אבל במוקרים שאפשר להשיג, אף שאוי למקצסתי חיויסר, והביוקר מעט חולו של ישראל, אין מן הרוי להוקל וצריכים להשיג חולו בישראל. They bring down the Chazanish. It's printed today in Yeridei Sima Memalef. Also wanted to be matir a cholov of a company. He says it a little bit. He says like Shifcha is, but the same Yisai. Lemaise Ramosha Soloveitchik says that he asked the Chazanish that he heard that he's matir cholov akum from the companies. The Chazanish said soon they will say I'm matir Rishisish also. So, Ramosha Sterbo brings down to Ramosha Soloveitchik that he has the Chazanish on some cheese, and he says that it's also even to a kid 5 years old. And Ramosha says that Mistamid is what Chakaz Yanki brings down, and the Sefer he only said the Svarah. And Krayana de Igalte from the Stipler. ועובדי הדינה שבזמן המלחומה שלו ימוצו יכולו והם משתמשים and part of milk, we'll get to that. היגר מול החדיש לחלושים מבני הישיבה להשתמש מחמס פיקוח הממשלו והוא על פי שיטה ספרי חודש. חזניש מוסביר לגיבוית בציר of the we are saying מכן דפרי חודש. So So Lemaise, a lot of people, this is Be'etzim, the tshuva that a lot of people were soimech, that Ramesha wanted to say that if you have, you have to know that that heter is stake only when it's really companies and it's a proper company. A lot of times you go to vacation to little cities and there's a little farm there, there is no heter for sure. Even if it's an official company, but no one comes to check them. Big companies, big fines, they're scared, is a chash. Again, there's a lot of kashas. Now, we'll go another step. So from that, some people are makbid and some people are not makbid. It looks like when you see the tshuvas of the Moshe himself, said that it's roi le'achmir. But again, avada, but it looks like with the stipler that this Reb Moshe was betziruv de prichodesh. Came in our generation, a lot of things, but we'll discuss today one thing. It's called powder milk, right? That's the way to call it. Milk powder, I don't know exactly. It's the same idea, what?
Dry milk.
Dry milk. Huh? How are you? How are you? Now, what is the shayla? Most of that dry part of milk, yeah, in the world is some chalav akum. To have a chalav Yisrael, it's very hard for two reasons. We want it enough, but we are a very small amount of people in the globe. Number two, even if we want to use their companies to do it, the pashtus, and again we're going to the shayla, is blias. And the shayla of Rechoshish, Chol of Akum is also, is the blias are also. Some poskim say, even though we machmir ablias, or belegabi ablias, we can say machal remoisha. But I'm not going to now, this is different vada kashas, we're starting to speak a little bit on the practical level. Now, what happens in this dry part of milk? The way they do it is, they dry it, and then they have like an oven that blows, and it mamish becomes like a powder. A lot of poskim wanted to say there is a heter that is called ponim chadoshes ba'olika. It's gebayt in the tshuva nechasim sefer. Not everyone agrees. Some say it's milk. Why it's not called ponim chadoshes? We'll get later. It's different kinds of things, of gluters and all different things. That there maybe it's ponim chadoshes. Here lemaise. And the minute that you put it with water, it's exactly like milk. Not only that, it's a huge machlekes apoiskim. If you have this thing that has powder milk, and it falls into fleishiks, the amount of milk that you get, lamazon in a cube, is like a whole bottle. So now it's like, you have to have 60 times 60 bottles, or it's enough. It's a big shayla. A lot of apoiskim are machmir. It's milk, it's just very conscious together, and the maisa, so some hold, it's a regular milk. And some hold, no, it's a ponim chadoshes. This is be'etzim, different shuvas in the poiskim. The chasam sefer, the reason they wanted to be matir is the chasam sefer and shuvas, that he speaks about the pas akum, there was some milk inside. And the chura has to be also. It says, Var was nilosh bekemach, and that ponim chadoshes, and on that chazal did not aser. Especially, and I'm saying again, it's like a mixed argument here, I'll try just to explain it, it's very simple. If really Reb Moshe is right, there is no chance that we could really trust that is no chalav akum. So then the only reason is because of the gzeirah doesn't change. But if we say ponim chadoshes, so the gzeirah could change. If really we have to be choishesh, really, and even in our days, that they mix, so mistama the gzera was also on par. If we'll say that the mitzias is that this milk, we're not choishesh that it's a mix. Aber leiplug. So the Har Tzvi brings down that the ma'aseh it's mutter, back and forth. And he says, Val is not shchiya chol of tome, pri chodosh, and ponim chadoshes, and Reb Moshe, you could use part of it. This is the reason, just explaining, why in a lot of echsherim, chol of Yisrael, chol of stam, but legabe de parlor, they use chol of stam. Will be called Chol of Stam. Because they say, we have Reb Moshe. Okay, Roy lebal nefesh lehachmir, not like Reb Moshe. But legabe the powder, ba'etzim, we have a lot of poiskim that hold that it's Purim Chadoshes. Yalkut Yosef, he has a big arichas. Says medina mutar, aval ra'uy v'nachon le'achmir. But he's making even to kids on the bar mitzvah to use milk candies that have milk powder, even not for using it for babies. You have to know. I remember once, 10 years ago, I was going with my wife somewhere. I'm not sure where, especially when it's recorded. Yeah, and she went into a store to buy herself ice cream. It's ice cream outside, you know. No chazach naiv, yeah. And then when she goes in, I look outside, I see it's a regular rabbanut, it didn't have mehadrin. So I ran in, you know, lafrusha meisura. I thought, stop. I said, it doesn't have mehadrin. So it was a girl serving in the academy. She said, yeah, because we use powder and rabbanut. Mehad Yerushalayim doesn't let us to use Chol of Akum powder. And in Eretz Yisrael, even the Rabbanut, Mehadrin, a makpid not to have it, and if they give it, you have to have written down in Chol of Stam. Now, like we have now, we have to know, it's two madreges. Some very, very light echsherim let you to have powder milk, even that it's a goy. Meaning to say, even from small little companies, from different places in the globe, that we're not so sure they only have cows there. Yeah? And our days is countries that have different things as well. But they hold panim chadoshes. Some people say, panim chadoshes. Some say, immersion. We, in Eretz Yisrael, we did not use. The Ma'aseh the Echshayim did not use. So we'll have to later maybe go to the details of Echshayim, but I'm saying, but if in Kloli, when we're speaking Rabbanut Mehadrin today, yeah? They did not use Chol of Stam. If they use, it has to be written down, Al Pi. Kasher Chalavi Bashkachat Rabbanut Lochle Afkat Chalav Nochri. Or they have at the bottom in the agreements Afkat Chalav Nochri. I think even regular Rabbanut makes you to know that. Not everyone knows that. It doesn't put up in the big sign. But that is one of the rules that they do. I'm not saying now good or bad. We're not coming. We never like to give good marks to Echsherim. Yeah, but I'm trying to explain. Salamai said, they write, Le'ochle afkat chalav nochri, even though it's not really chalav nochri. It's chol of stam. But they write, so you have to know. Now, what happens is, again, I just wanted susa de shmaise. Blessed Hashem, all of you will have little kids. Now, when you have a kid, sometimes the kid could nurse. It's not a problem. The kid needs to have, from what we have today, That really comes from, they really have the powder. From that you make the bottles of the kids. In our days already, it's easy to get Cholav Yisrael. We speak about 10, 15 years ago, it was impossible. You could not get Cholav Yisrael. There was no Cholav Yisrael powder. It's not shaykh. Especially because Aval, a lot of the Echsherim, the big Echsherim, rely on Reb Moshe with. So it's not even worthwhile for companies to kasher and to make such milk. It's a whole, you have to kasher all the machine. It's a whole system. So Lemaise, it's brought down that for little kids, they're allowed to use Cholav Akum, even real Cholav Akum. Other Chazal say they were not Goyzel B'mokam Choyli. Especially, some say Evi Choyli, but most Poskim hold Cotton Lagabi milk is Sakone, he needs the milk. So Chazal were not Goyzel. Not only that it's Mutal Medin Chshash Pikuach Nefesh, Lo Yehemidu Divrayim B'mokam Choyli. Some say every choyle is mutter. We'll have to get to that. So b'meile, you have to know that it's much like, because we have Reb Moshe, we have the prichodosh, that's powder milk, and it comes to a kid. So b'meile b'chai gavne, when all of these three things together, again, everyone says if you could buy Chol of Israel, and it's the same, it's no heter. But this was Be'etzem, the levels of the shilas that the people had. We have Chol of Yisroel, Chol of Stam, and Moshe came with a heter. And again, we have to know, we're in the sugya, it's a very, a lot said that it doesn't start, it's very mechudosh. The prichodosh, again, they say that today you have the prichodosh, but could be the metzias is different today. What is much easier with the years, because the little workers in the farm, maybe I'll explain myself. The shaila who we choishesh, so maybe I'll make sense. So we're Masader, I think we spoke about the base things of Cholav Yisrael and Cholav Akum. We have to be mamshir, but I want to explain. We don't know if the cow is the owner of the cow or the worker. So in the old days, when Reb Moshe was writing his tshuvas, the company was scared. The little worker was not scared. Now, Chazal were choishesh for the little workers. When you tell your slave to go to bring you milk from the farm, Chazal say, if you're not there, you're scared that you mixed it. Right? So now, Lama Zogin, you're scared from your worker, your slave, that she will mix milk in. So what helps that the big owner of the company doesn't mix? Oh, but the little slaves fix. So l'chura, the workers in these places are not Yiddish people. So where is the heter of Reb Moshe? So Reb Moshe again was busy that it doesn't make a difference. We look at the end of it. We didn't go into that part. Because we didn't speak yet, where's the Chol of Akum? The owner, the worker. In our days, 99.99, even if the worker wants to put camel milk inside, he can't do that. I don't know if you went once to a farm. It's big machines, catch on the cow, it's pipes that go into this huge, big thing. If you try to get in there, you'll never get out. There's no way, he can't put it. It's impossible to him. Again, impossible is not so close if it's prichodosh or it's Reb Moshe. I'm saying again. Because impossible is not a proof. There's no camels in the city, it's not enough. It's a prichodosh. It's loy plug. Has to be that we have a yediyah that we know for sure. But I'm saying, especially because the owner is Be'etzem, we know that the owner doesn't want. So the shash from the worker in our days became much, much more unlikely that they could do it. Then the time of the Reb Moshe was a question, but after that, and the way from the farm to the store, but again, in our days, everything is full It's again, you could change it, but it's digital numbers, and it, you can't. If you take out even one little in, it comes out that it's missing in the tank. And if someone puts it in and out, the numbers, everything is written. It's written for business reasons. Every drop of milk passes, it's written how much is 60 liters and 56. And when you take out one cup, it's missing. And if someone adds in the middle, so again, it's much more mokum, so again, big places, for the heter of Reb Moshe. But like I'm saying, we have to know Reb Moshe himself said that it's a heter, the mokum matchak. Like I'm with the powder, I'm saying, you have to know what echsherim you're using. Some echsherim are very easy to be machshir, this powder, the badats and the rabbanut. They're not machshir, the rabbanut is machshir, just they write down. So a person like could say, I went in to eat milchiks, what is the difference if I'm eating mehadrin or I'm not eating mehadrin? You're eating. And then we know, then there's a kash, you have shahras and the moon, and the chulek. Yeah? We'll stop here.